Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Ralph Vaughan Williams was born in 1872 in the English village of Down Ampney. His first name is spelled R-A-L-P-H, which in America is pronounced the way it looks, Ralph. But in England, for reasons known only to the English, they pronounce Ralph Rafe. And just to make things even more interesting, there's that double last name, Vaughan Williams. Vaughan Williams's father's family came from Wales, the country just west of England. A lot of times when two important Welsh families married, the mother's last name became a permanent part of the family name, like Andrew Lloyd Webber. Speaking of which, I'm pretty sure Andrew Lloyd Webber listened to the Vaughan Williams London Symphony before he wrote The Phantom of the Opera. There's another possible reason for the double last name Vaughan Williams. Rafe's grandfather was known as Edward Vaughan Williams, Vaughan coming from the Welsh word for little. Calling Edward Vaughan Williams might have been a way of calling him Junior, or maybe he was very short. Anyway, starting with him, the family name became Vaughan Williams. Ralph Vaughan Williams' father was a minister, and his mother was the niece of Charles Darwin, the scientist who came up with the theory of evolution. She was also a member of the Wedgwood family, famous for its very fancy china. His father died when he was three, so Vaughan Williams grew up in his mother's family home. His first music teacher was his aunt. When he was a kid, Vaughan Williams had a toy theater, and he loved to write operas for it. When he got older, he studied at the Royal Academy of Music in London and at Cambridge University. Later, Cambridge invited him back to compose music for a student production of the Greek comedy The Wasps. Soon after he graduated from college, Vaughan Williams joined the English Folk Music Society, a group of people who collected music that had been passed down for hundreds of years orally, that is, one person hearing someone else sing it. Vaughan Williams bicycled all over England, listening to folk songs and writing them down. A lot of them wound up in his music. Because of his interest in old tunes, Vaughan Williams was asked to revise the official English hymnal. When he couldn't find just the right melody for a particular hymn, he wrote one himself. Vaughan Williams wrote 9 symphonies and a number of concertos, including a couple for instruments you wouldn't expect, like harmonica and tuba. And And Vaughan Williams composed operas like Sir John in Love, based on Shakespeare's play The Merry Wives of Windsor. Music from that opera became one of Vaughan Williams' best-known pieces, The Fantasia on Greensleeves. The Vaughan Williams Fantasia on Greensleeves doesn't quite fit the definition of a musical fantasy. Next week on Classics for Kids, I'll tell you why. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next time for a roundup of musical fantasies on Classics for Kids.